Exactly. We don't know. It's a lot to go the other direction. It's really great to see returning senators. Welcome back. It's also really great to see new senators, which is just new students here. Thank you so much for being here. I wanted to say a word if you're new. I'll do something kind of big and then something kind of more specific. And I'm excited is basically we handle one other thing. All of our curriculum matters. Majors and programs and minors, of course, changes and all that kind of stuff. I think it's really unique. I have a lot of colleagues that teach in other parts of the country. The curriculum is decided by the president of the board of trustees or some committee of some kind. But we have a shared governance plan so that academic senate works with the president on our curriculum matters. The other thing, too, and I might be able to correct me if I'm wrong here, that's very unique about the Senate and Queens College is our student representation. 60 votes each month, and a third of those 20 are seats that are given to students. So I'm really proud of the day to set this up. We have such a strong representation. So thanks for being here. We start the meeting because 31 of us showed up. Sometimes when we get later in the semester, it can be hard to make a meeting, but we really do need all of you to be here in attendance. So we've done this. If you're new, we have our agenda. You'll get the agenda and all the materials usually on the Monday before the Senate meeting, so you're reading that ahead of time. I know it can be kind of long, but we'll be emailing those to you through the listserv, and then our meetings are always at the same time. At any time we're debating any topic and you have a question or you're confused about something and you want to make an objection, just step up to one of the two microphones on the side, and I'll recognize you, and you would say your name out loud first so we know who's. Our meetings are under the open meetings law. Anyone can come to these. You can bring other friends, other faculty members. Anyone is welcome. So with that, let's start by approving our agenda. Is there a motion to do so? Seconded. Thank you. Any objections to our agenda? Okay, the agenda is approved. Next is approval of the Academic Senate meeting minutes of May 11th. So the meeting that we got to last semester, is our motion to approve minutes, or are there any corrections to those? A moved. I see a second. No objections. I see none. We'll approve those. Third item of business, a little different. Special motions. At the end of every semester, we make elections for chair's position and for the executive committee. We did not have a quorum at the last meeting where we were committed to do that. And we didn't have enough people to do that. So we all stuck on the hook. Now, so we're going to proceed with this now. We're going to elect the chair and then the members of the executive committee. So, are there any nominations for the chair?
I'm Sonia Wood. I'd like to nominate Tim Ferguson, chair.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations? Memorize this one. This is always fun to say. Seeing no other nominations, the secretary will cast one ballot. As chair. Thank you. And the next thing I'm going to do is Dave Fields is a parliamentarian, thank you as always. Let's move on to the executive committee. So we have three students. Deputy chair, right? So is there a nomination for deputy chair?
My name is Ramon McKenzie, and I'd like to nominate Sean for deputy chair.
Sean, okay, Sean. Your last name is Rajkumar. Okay, so there's a nomination for Sean Rajkumar as deputy chair. Are there other nominations for deputy chair? The microphone, please. For the vote, if there are more nominations for deputy chair. Seeing none, Secretary will cast one vote for Sean. Welcome, thank you. Okay, next is the election of Secretary. Is there a nomination for Secretary? Okay, seeing none, move on to the composition of the
up to the chair from Dr. West, I'd like to nominate Adam Pasolini for the executive committee.
Thank you, that's Anne Pasolini. Are there other nominations?
Yes, hi, I'm Jennifer Malone, the adjunct representative. I'd like to nominate Tina Pagano from psychology.
Tina Pagano, thank you. Are there other nominations, Ms. Sari?
Hi, yeah, Ms. Sari, I'd like to nominate Stephen Gerber. Any other nominations for faculty seats on the executive committee? Okay, now are there students who are willing to serve? We use the microphones because we record the meetings so we can make sure we get the minutes right, but also just so everyone is able to hear for accessibility reasons.
Okay, my name is Sean Rajkumar, and for the executive committee, I'd like to nominate Arun Pasaram.
Thank you, Arun Pasaram. Are there other nominations for student seats in the executive committee? Dave's informing me, our parliamentarian, that we can't actually do another one until we have a secretary for those two spots.
Gentlemen, my name is Moses Padilla, and I'd like to nominate Sean Rajkumar.
Vaughn has been nominated as deputy chair. So it would be lovely if you could nominate someone else.
And that sounds like I'm Ramon McKenzie then.
Would you be nominating him for secretary? Then you're on the executive committee for the secretary. Okay. Are there any objections? Thank you. We got it done. You know, sometimes we have tipping scales of justice. Are there any objections to the nominations? Okay, so everyone's elected. Thank you so much for your willingness to serve. Moving on to item number four. Yes, our president here. Happy to welcome President Frank Wu to address the Senate. Congratulations to all the senators and all the officers. Great to see you. It's my favorite time of year. We're starting a new school year. This is fantastic. I thought what I would do is just sense of what's going on. What have we been doing for the past year? Where are things right now? And where are we headed? So, with a PowerPoint, I'd like to thank Jay Christensen and the Office of Communications for helping put this together. It was done with the entire cabinet. Everyone contributed a bit so that you have a sense of the images, so you're not just listening to that alone. I'm happy to take questions afterward. I want to thank all of you. Fair governance is at the heart of every academic community. The sense that I'm not in charge, together, part of a vision, a strategic plan, and together carry it out. So, let me start by talking a little bit about reopening. During the pandemic, which is now behind us, thank goodness, we did alter the historic practices of Queens College. It used to be that during business hours, come in, and that was a hallmark of our beautiful campus, that it was open. During the pandemic, because we need to keep track, we initiated the tap-in process. And I know that that didn't always work perfectly, but it helped to ensure that we were safe. So what we're doing now is we've removed it, but I want you to know, because sometimes people say, well, why don't we just go back to being fully open, that in the evening, and most of you aren't coming at 2 a.m., so you never knew this before, you likely
after hours, not all the gates are open, and you will still have to tap in. It's safety, seriously, as well. I want you to know that we're trying to strike a balance. Because for every person who says to me, why are you still having people card in? Somebody comes along, understandably, armed with that word, says, you know, I don't feel safe. Anxious moments in human history. So we want, and in particular, if you have a specific concern, we want to hear from you. Desiree Coleman is my chief of staff, oversees the public safety function, and we are mindful that there are sometimes issues, and let me be clear about something specific. And goodness, it has not returned, it has not returned this school year, but that miscreant, that hateful, spiteful, terrible person who is not one of our students, not connected to our community, who has intermittently come by in the past year, barred from campus. I want you to know that. I want to condemn explicitly this racist and anti-Semitic statement. I want you to know that we work closely with NYPD, those of the gang, amplifying this hate speech. We will contact NYPD and ensure that his bullhorn is taken away. We'll be working with NYPD very closely. People sometimes ask me, why don't you just go out there and take the matter in your own hands? Well, as much as I've accorded respect and authority on our campus, on Casino Boulevard, and just some guy in a suit. So I just want you to understand, I actually cannot go up to a private citizen and confiscate their equipment, whatever it may be. Right? But we've resumed open campus that you remember from 2019 and before. That implementation is underway, and for those of you who are new, you may not know. Even during the pandemic, we had 1,100 people involved, faculty, staff, students, senators, coming up with a strategic plan available on the website, and it puts diversity, equity, and inclusion at the center of who we are, because that's who we have always been since 1937. And even though there are some places that are retreating from these core values, we've doubled down. We embrace the notion that every one of you has a place here. We will respect you for who you are. We have a provost search underway. Many thanks to the Senate for its role on all the searches. As you know, there are rules which we follow about populating search committees for many of these roles. We're looking for a new associate provost for institutional effectiveness. All that is done, sir. Faculty are fantastic. We have, this number is inaccurate until it's actually 58 new faculty hires and professorial and lecturer lines. If you know of a state assembly person or senator, thank them, because the state of New York has to do. Put this in perspective, to be able to hire this many and more yet to come, in the memory of all of those here, whatever their role, no one calls a moment but in a single year we welcome this many people to the teaching ranks. This includes lecturers, includes tenure track faculty, includes senior faculty brought in as lateral hires. We have pictures here for you. It's a diverse, talented group. I know we have yet more to do, so I want to emphasize how much we care about ensuring that when you walk into the classroom, you're being taught by people who are doing great research, producing terrific creative work, or role models. Believe in teaching, believe in service, and believe in what this institution is all about. Administrative appointments. We've welcomed so many in just the past few weeks, even. One of your own, longtime senator, chair of the Senate, Simone Yearwood, congratulated her. This is wrong. It says interim dean. That is correct. She was the interim dean. Another one out here, Natalia Holton, was no longer interim. Simone Yearwood, interim dean for 2 years of Arts and Humanities, and just so thrilled that she's moved over from the library, where she was such a wonderful leader for so many years as our chief librarian, interim dean of the School of Arts and Humanities. Interim associate provost, Maria de la Gloria, who joins us from Medgar Evers College. This is, I think, her third week. An expert in ethnic studies. It's terrific to have that role filled. Sonia Mochi, who headed the Asian American Asian Research Institute, MUNI system for a year, has come to help us with the Center for Excellence in Teaching, Learning, and Leadership, CEDL, which is a wonderful hire, replacing her over at ARI, which is based in Midtown Manhattan, but is administratively part of Queens College, is Diana Pan, who joins us from Brooklyn College. We'll be announcing very soon a second hire as Associate Director, someone who will be based right here at Queens College and help ensure that that hub that was the Asian American Center remains open for our students of all backgrounds. Brett Blodgett is the Interim Director of Student Development and Leadership. Some of you know him because he was formerly over at the Summit Residence Hall. He did a great job there that we recruited him away. The Summit is effectively managed by the Capstone Corp. Bobby Kabuna, also someone who was formerly interim, now Dean of the School of Education, longtime faculty member, and Eric Wheat, Natalia Holtzman, who served on an interim basis following the National Services appointment as the permanent Associate Provost for Innovation and Student Success. Some of these folks who I've named are in the room. Why don't we give them a round of applause? It's great. Our two new schools, the School of Business, is doing so much more to develop its career track program to help graduates succeed. That is launching this semester. We're actively planning for the addition of faculty and everything that we need to do. It's about an 8 to 10 year plan to achieve full AACSB accreditation. That's a specialty accreditation. We're fully accredited, don't worry. But for business schools, you want this extra seal of approval. And I intend to be here to see it through. The School of Arts, with 1,200 students and everything from drama, theater, and dance to graphic design to painting to art history to ceramics, to the thing, Aaron Copeland School of Music, pleased fantastically well, recruiting students nationally and internationally. And for our migrant assistance program, this is working with the City of New York. We will have 7 Queens College student interns helping to process asylum applications. So we're playing our role. But let's turn to student affairs and enrollment. You know, this is crucial. Our summer enrollment 2022 set records. In 2023, we broke those records and set new records. Our enrollment right now at this moment stands at about 16,500, give or take. And that's okay. I'll be honest with you. We're not really dependent. We need that number. Bigger number. Easy to remember number. 20,000. For those of you who are students, your siblings, tell your cousins, tell everyone in the neighborhood that this is a great opportunity, a chance to empower yourself, to lift yourself up in the world. All these rankings that you see, whether it's the recent Forbes ranking or the New York Times ranking that came out this year, if you haven't seen that one, that's interactive. You get to pick what matters most to you. It's college consistently places among the top most on the city, not the state, but nationally, the return on investment, the value of your degree, what you're getting out of the time and money effort. And check out any of those rankings. It's great to see consistently again and again and again. The world recognizes what we're doing. Don't we need more students? We have a CUNY Reconnect program, and we're one of the top 4-year institutions. If you don't know about this, I hope there's actually someone here who is part of this cohort. Reconnect is for folks in here. But for whatever reason, it didn't quite work out. We want them to reconnect. We want to welcome them back. Whether it was for academic reasons or financial reasons, whether it was for personal reasons, we now have a program for the University of New York, which we're a founding member of, that's been launched at all the campuses. Bring back those who have to stop out, and we want to welcome them. We know that that also includes support because these issues, our food pantry continues to serve hundreds of students who
want you to know about this. No questions asked. Free food and gift cards. Shout out to Senator Jimmy Bobbitt, who just obtained $19,000 in the city council to help support the food. During the pandemic, the foundation gave us $15,000, which I thought, wow, that's a lot. You know, we ran through that money in no time because we know one of the most touching things that I did during the pandemic. Well, give away these bags of food. We know that there are people might go hungry. Their families might go hungry if it weren't for this resource. It's what they want us to do. And I just want you to know that it's there to serve you, to serve those who need help. We also have a new Living Success Center opening up. And we welcome dreamers. And again, I know that in this divided era of ours, that there are some demagogues who wish to attack those who want nothing more than what we all want, to achieve that American dream, to realize their aspirations. We continue to welcome folks of every ethnicity, every faith. That includes military veterans, consistently ranked among the top institutions in the nation for receiving onto our campus for higher education those who have served the nation. There is a refurbished space over the student union. If you're a veteran or a dependent veteran, I urge you to take a look. Mental health, the new associate director and interim speaking part of the Johnson Center. This is an anxious time. You know that people need help. And I want to point out that over the student union, four different faith groups have been there ever since the student union started. So if that's the community they and you're looking for, it's there. Catholic Women's Center, Hillel, the Muslim Students Association, and Vine, which is a Lutheran. We also are home to the CUNY Adaptive Basketball Team. They're fantastic. If you haven't had a chance to see them practice or play when we host a tournament, and this is for all of CUNY. We're one of the few universities of the system has wheelchair basketball team, and they are highly competitive. It's co-ed, so check them out. We know that welcoming people regardless of ability as well, that's part of diversity. That's why recently you'll see at our public events a sign language interpreter. They're deaf and hard of hearing faculty, staff, and students, as well as students studying ASL. We have new courses in ASL, which is one of the fastest growing languages. Budget. So, for the past fiscal year, 23, for those of you who aren't accountants, the fiscal year is one that runs from July 1st to June 30th, and we're now in fiscal year 24, even though the calendar year 23, fiscal year 24. Last fiscal year, we closed out the year, but that was due to federal HRSA monies. That's the acronym for all the stimulus monies that were directed to higher education. It's run out. It's gone. And so now we are highly dependent on the state, primarily the city as well, and tuition revenue. That's why we need the enrollment. Let's say that number again, 20,000. At 16.5, this is doable. We can do it together. And we're counting on you. This is great. That is Jennifer Jarvis, as Vice President of Student Affairs at the Law Management. She and her talented team can do this on their own. And the best advertising is the word of mouth from our current students. So this enrollment issue is what we're really focused on. And we know that as part of that, we have to retain all of you, our current students. Our best prospects for next semester are those who graduate who are enrolled right now. And we know that means ensuring good food. I've heard nothing but rave reviews from the food trucks that have joined our campus. That includes kosher, includes halal, and vegetarian, and gluten-free options. We have an RFP, that's a proposal, that will go out. We will be announcing it, if not this week, then next week. Know if anyone in food services is prepared to take on the challenge of an 83-acre campus, send them our way. The Senate has been involved in drafting the students sit on this committee. And because we're a public entity, I don't just go out and hire whoever I want. I'm always have to have a good government. So that's what the RFP is. Everyone who wants come in with similar proposal in a year, to find someone who is qualified to do this, including the RFP, we have emphasized how important it is that they address the dietary needs of our diverse campus. Kosher food, along with vegetarian and meat options. So you can see that already. I know it's a long time to come, but my view is it's just not right. And some people are being fed and others go hungry because we didn't do what we could have done. Well, that's on me. So we're determined to make sure that there's good, healthy food that can be assisted by dietary restrictions. EDI is a part of everything we do. We have anti-bias training that we're rolling out. We have different working groups. The Senate has been very much a part of this. I want to give you an update. There's an ad hoc group that's looking at how do we name holidays? How do we name buildings? Can we do a land acknowledgement? I've asked her over the weeks, so I just think Dean of Diversity, only Dean of Diversity within the system, to prepare a report that will be transmitted ultimately to this body, the Senate, sometime at the end of this academic year, with some suggestions on these issues. We had our first Diversity Week this past April, we'll have another one, April 15 to 19, 2024. 15 to 19, planning is already underway. Facilities. So, Colby Hall, I'm sorry to say, but largest indoor space in the entire borough, 21 acres, closed for about a year. It's closed because of the upgrades. This includes upgrades to everything behind the scenes, so that we can live stream and do everything that a modern facility would be able to do, and to ensure access. Gertz Hall is about 40% complete, so you've probably walked by and seen it. It's really moving along. The campus chiller plant, you might be thinking, well, chiller plant. Do I care about that? Who cares? Because when you walk into this space, you think, oh, it's hot. Air is circulating, it's a little bit stifling. What we need are the new boilers and chillers that are being put in this multiple years, tens of millions of dollars. Our campus, that unless you're going on a tour to see all the infrastructure, I haven't seen. But those boilers that were putting in back there, they're millions of dollars for you. The reconstruction of Razzlan Hall, one of our most important scientific facilities, is about 45% complete. And these projects are funded by a mix of city and state monies and private donations. So it's just great to see around campus the signs that people understand how important it is to support our faculty. Staff and our students. They deserve the facilities that fit the institution. It is great. Information technology. Watch for the student tech lounge opening. My building, I took a tour. Wow, I would like to relocate my office over there. I'm confident that these photos, these are actual photos and computer generated images of how it will look. This is not some fictitious thing. It is a spectacular space designed with students and the student input. But we're also working with the Community Central Office on a fast network upgrade. I know sitting here in Colleyville, cell phone doesn't always work right. Our Wi-Fi needs an upgrade. And this amazingly big project, which is, of course, 383 acres, not just one or two buildings. So this take years and really not necessary. Institutional advancement, that's fundraising. Now, our fundraising office is just terrific. Every year they raise over $10 million, they raise $17 million a year. Most of that is earmarked by donors who want to support something specific, such as the wonderful Tesla Scholars program funded by the Wilcon family, the Talent Award in Jewish Studies, or Harris Horowitz setting up this internship opportunity for, or for those faculty members, those who get chairs, that's not an actual physical chair, it's metaphorical, that's something that allows us to reward our most talented faculty with the extra support for what they're doing. So this has been so much money, but again, earmarked in a particular way, but the stock market didn't do quite as well last year as it's bounced back for the most part, but we continue to be out there, and I personally work on much of this, see our best prospects maybe there. Not just of how much of this guilty, but how much you can put into the next generation. When they look at you themselves, also comes from the government. In particular, I want to give a special shout out to Congressman and sitting Congressman in his district. He put in $1.4 million. This is earmarked straight to the federal government for the business school, called auditorium, and the renovations are being funded thanks to Congressman and Professor John Dennehy, who made a bill of his wet lab and to all the COVID testing. Our city of wastewater has expanded that to for every type of disease that's borne by a virus, put in $1.8 million. The state has put in enormous amounts of money. Apple, and the Honorable Danny Rosenthal, is our assembly member, put in money for the food pantry studies. And the city continues to be very generous. Carol, our representative, also for about a decade was a faculty member. Very important friend. But topping it off this summer, if you haven't been over there, check out the Louis Armstrong Center. If you have the dim Louis Armstrong House Museum, probably one of the great performing artists of all time, and certainly the wonderful world of Hollywood, that's the American music last century. Well, on June 29th, we opened a $26 million museum and jazz center. Yes, that's right. Lewis College operates a jazz club. Had a wonderful opening concert with Jason and the work that he helps with jazz at Lincoln Center. Okay, again, names. And as a jazz fan, I can't wait to bring in acts to the world's so that we don't have to trek over the venues. So this is part of Queens College. We also have the Government Turnback Museum, the only museum in the Cartoon system. Our exhibits on the work will be opening. Hufflepuff Center will be presenting Grammy nominee Brandy Younger. And of course, mark your calendars for the Sunday before MLK Day. Finally, athletics. You know, the Queens College Knights, they are winning. We have had multiple championships. We've had All-American players. And their performance is just fantastic. And by the way, our student athletes, they're great students, too. Eventually, graduation rate exceeds that for Queens College in general. We have a brand new mascot. We've got two mascots. I don't know about you, but scary. It's very impressive looking mascot. I don't know who's in it. It's supposed to be a secret. Maybe it's one of you. But the mascot. The mascot's also pretty big, so don't tell me about scary mascot. All right, we have our Global Student Success Program in partnership with Navitas. We welcome 94 students from 15 countries. My motto is come to America, feel at home. And it's amazing. So many of the students. They have a cousin here already, and this is a part of who we are to be welcoming because we know that these are folks who are no different than you or me. Their families are like your family or my family. They want higher education as an engine. So I'm determined to ensure that with your help with our strategic plan, that we can thrive. Thank you for your attention. It's always a pleasure to visit with the academic senate. And I'm happy to take a question or two, but I know that your chair is eager to get the meeting moving along. So I'll just take one or two questions. Claudia Bromont, if you have a question. No? All right. All right, back to your chair, Professor Kavanaugh.
Department
and they said, what's up with the website? You mentioned in IT and some of the changes and connectivity and things like that. Are there any plans to continue working on the website or any insight on that in order for students to find information?
Yeah, so we are going to roll out, and you'll see something I'm hoping this week. I'm going to get here, if not this week, next week. But we're adding to the website something we spent the summer working on. Who does what? Because I know it's incredibly frustrating. And I'm still new. I'm only in my fourth year. And you're sitting there and you're thinking, well, I've got an issue with whatever it is. It could be a transcript. It could be another day. I noticed something that had to be fixed. It's called plant. Who do I contact for that sort of thing? So on our website, we're about to announce for all of you the does what directors. Go there. Whatever your issue is, you'll be able to find the name and contact information. As much as we talk about the ideals, we know that we need to make sure everything works on a day-to-day basis, that nothing is more frustrating than cause people to not want to come back, that if things just aren't functioning. And I know that depends on systems. Hardworking staff, they're terrific. We just need to ensure that we build the systems that support them so they can support all of you. So thank you once again. It's a pleasure to visit. Back to your chair, Kevin Ferguson. Thank you.
Seeing none, we'll move on to item 5, committee reports. Is there a report from the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee? I'm Ken Lord, the representative from Computer Science and chair of the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee. I'd like to move the minutes of May 11, 2023. Graduate Curriculum Committee, with one small change, that is in item 3B, Africana Studies 215. There's a list of departments in the penultimate sentence of the justification from which we're removing philosophy. That's the only change.
So the amendment is to strike philosophy from the justification
path.
Are there any objections? I see none with that editorial amendment. The UCC minutes are adopted. Thank you.
Hey everyone, David Lottie from Biology. I'm chair of the Graduate Curriculum Committee. I move unanimous consent to accept the GCC minutes dated May 3rd, 2023, as you have received.
Thank you, David. Are there any objections to that? I see none. The minutes are accepted unanimously. Thank you. And next is nominating committee report.
Even though the chair of the nominating committee hasn't considered applications, there are more Senate special standing committee report brought to you earlier this week. We urge all of you who aren't yet submitted on Senate's standing or special committee to check on the roster on the Senate website where there are vacancies. No vacancies are available. I move the unanimous consent of the nominating committee.
Thank you. Are there any objections? The nominating committee report is accepted. Thank you. That would echo what Stephen said. If you go to the college's website, you can look at the roster. We have seats on committees reserved for students, seats for freshmen, for front of us, lots of opportunities to work, as well as large spots. There's no old business, no new business. Motion to adjourn. Thank you. Have a good weekend.